And then we'll also read Job 14 and verses 7 to 9. Praise the Lord. Exodus 6, verses 1 to 8. We'll also read Job 14, 7 to 9. And if you're there, shall we stand as we do to read the word of God? Shall we stand to read the word of God together from verses 1 to 8 of Exodus chapter 6? One to go. Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses, and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty. But by my name, Jehovah, was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians kept in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore I say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will lead you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to be for me a people, and I will be to you a God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear to you, to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it to you for a heritage. I am the Lord. Can we go to Job? Job chapter 14 and verses 7 to 9. Job 14 verses 7 to 9. Shall we read together? For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. May the Lord bless this reading in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you give every one of us understanding. Lord, help me to preach your word with clarity and accuracy. Holy Spirit, I thank you for this opportunity and privilege. Help every heart to understand in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' awesome and mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And the title of the message is Hope of a Tree. Hope of a Tree. I want us to declare to ourselves that if a tree has hope, I have hope. If a tree has hope, I have hope. Praise the name of the Lord. From the very first passage that we read in scriptures in Exodus chapter 6, we all know the story of the children of Israel. We know that they got into Egypt because Joseph became prime minister in Egypt. And they lived there for many years. He reigned. And then Bible records that there rose a Pharaoh who came on the throne who did not know Joseph. And this Pharaoh became intimidated because the Israelites were multiplying and they were growing. And one day he said, I'd better do something to these people because they are getting so many. And one day, if a war should break out, they will just wipe us out. Praise the name of the Lord. And he did this, and he began to punish the children of Israel for no reason, just because he was afraid that one day they would take over. Praise the name of the Lord. And that started the trouble for the children of Israel. But in Genesis chapter 2, Bible tells us that God heard their cry. They began to cry unto God because of the bondage and because of the suffering. And it was getting so much. And Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 2, verses 23 to 25. I beg your pardon. Exodus chapter 2. Praise the Lord. We're going to Exodus chapter 6 and verse 5. And that is our text. And God said, I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians kept in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Now, before Joseph went to Egypt, remember that he had made several promises to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. He had made promises of blessings. And you know that when God speaks, he doesn't forget. When he promises, his words never go back to him void. Now, when the children of Israel started crying, that God, can you not remember what you said to our fathers? God remembered and he said unto them, I remember my covenant and I'm not about to let that word fall to the ground to die. I'm going to do something. He said, wait and see what I will do to Pharaoh. He will see my strong hand, praise the name of the Lord. He will see the way that I will deal with this situation. God said, you are my people that I have called unto myself in that text that we read. He said, I will make you my own special people. That was in the New Living Translation. I will redeem you with my mighty power and with great acts of judgment. And I will make you my own special people. And I will be your God, and you will know that I am the Lord, your God, who has rescued you from slavery, from bondage, from whatever it is that the enemy thought that he had you under. Now, God is saying to someone today, no matter what bondage you may think you are under, God is renewing his promise. He says, I will rescue you. Praise the name of the Lord. Look at the drama that was acted. As the brother got into that box, a lot of us do, we get into that box of sin, knowingly or unknowingly. We are tempted. We get into things that we should not get into. Praise the name of the Lord. Our acts and our omissions, we do things that are contrary to the word of God. But beloved, God does not forget his promise. He has said unto us, I will love you with an everlasting love. No matter what it is that you do, even the one that you will still do tomorrow, that word that he spoke to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, he would remember that covenant. Now, when the people begin to cry unto God, like the children of Israel began to cry, that God, I'm not supposed to be in this situation. I can't get out of it. I don't know how I got into it, even though he entered the box himself. Praise the Lord. But we all know that they always say, like I was telling mommy, something happened. And somebody was saying, I've only done it just this once. It's just this once. It's always just this once. Yes, God knows it's always just this once. And God is always there to deliver. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, he was there to deliver the children of Israel. He's here to deliver you and I in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. No matter what it is, God's promise to deliver is sure. It is yea and amen in all our lives in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, if you go to Job, in Job chapter 1 and verse 1, we know the story of Job. We know that this man, Bible acknowledged that he was a perfect man, an upright man, one who feared God, a man full of integrity, complete integrity. There was no sin found in Job. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He says there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. That is how the Bible describes this man. But then Job, and then the Bible says he was blameless. No sin. Nothing. But then he went through what he went through for a purpose, for a reason. Praise the name of the Lord. We all have our life's experiences for a purpose and for a reason. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not that because God wants to punish anybody. That is the lie of the enemy. But it's for a purpose and for a reason. Praise the name of the Lord. So he had issues. Issues that he didn't know where they came from. He didn't know what he had done. And then he came to that conclusion that we read in Job 14 and verse 7. That a man's days is full of troubles. Praise the name of the Lord. In 14:1. Job 14:1. That was his conclusion. He says, he perceived that a man's life, a man's days is full of troubles. It was because of the issues that he was going through. But then he said, though a man's life is full of troubles, there are tests here and there. As Christians, we know we go through several experiences. Persecutions here and there. That is the life of a Christian. But in verse 7, he said, but I know that there is hope of a tree. That even if it is cut down, while going through issues in life, if a man is brought down for whatever reason, a man who was once up there, a man who once had great wealth, a man who once had riches, he said who once had houses, because that was Job's experience. He had all these things. He had children. But one day, everything disappeared. Praise the name of the Lord. And this was a man serving God. A man that God himself said was blameless, perfect, had complete integrity. But Job said, I know that there is hope for a tree. Praise the name of the Lord. If you cut that tree, as long as that tree still has roots, he says one day, that tree will do what? He says that it will sprout again. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God is saying to somebody here, now, if you still have life in you, no matter what the enemy does, no matter what circumstances you go through in life, as long as you still have the breath of God, you are still with God. He says one day you will bounce back again in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. No matter what it is, no matter what it is, no matter what troubles, no matter what experiences man may go through. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's turn to the book of Habakkuk and let's see the complaints that Habakkuk took to God. He had some complaints. In his own days, there was violence and there were so many things going on that Habakkuk went to God. And Habakkuk said to God, God, where are you? Don't you see all the violence? And don't you see the strife? And don't you see the things that I'm going through and the troubles? And he was wondering and asking, God, will you not answer me? Praise the name of the Lord. Are we there in Habakkuk? I'm about to get there. Praise the Lord. Is somebody there? Can you read it for me? Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. He had a burden. Praise the Lord. Yes. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this is the message of prophet Habakkuk, which is received from the Lord in a vision. He says, how long, O Lord, must I call for help? Praise the name of the Lord. How many of us are calling for help here? I'm calling for help. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, but you do not listen. Violence, I cry, but you do not come to save. Must I forever see the sin and misery all around me? Wherever I look, I see destruction and violence. Do we see that today? Praise the Lord. I am surrounded by people who love to argue and fight. The law has become paralyzed. Is that true? The law has become paralyzed and useless. And there is no justice given in the courts. Even if I'm saying that. No, I'm not saying. The Bible is saying it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It got me there. Praise the Lord. The wicked far outnumber the righteous, and justice is perverted with bribes and trickery. Praise the Lord. The Lord replied, look at the nations and be amazed. Watch and be astounded at what I will do. For I am doing something in your day, something you wouldn't believe even if someone told you about it. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the God that we serve. He's saying that he's doing something about it. He's doing something about the complaints. He's doing something about the violence. He's doing something about all those hopes that we have, those things that we desire that haven't come to pass. He said the same thing to the children of Israel. I am doing something. You wait and see what I'm doing. Praise the name of the Lord. Do not be too hasty in your decisions, in making up your mind that God isn't doing anything. He said, I am doing something. You wait and watch and see what I will do. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes we think that the wicked, they're getting away. Like Habakkuk was saying, they're getting away with violence. They're getting away with murder. They're getting away with looting the treasury, with destroying the nations. They go to court and there's bribery and there's trickery and there's all manner of things. But God says, what is their, where will they end up? Praise the name of the Lord. What will be their end? That is what we should look at. It just seems as if they're getting away with it, but they are not. What will be their end? Beloved, where are they going to? The book of Psalms tells us we will get there. What? Where are they going? You do not want to even know or envy them. Bible says do not envy them. Because their place is a place of damnation. Eternal damnation. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God is speaking to us again. This is the end. This is the last Sunday of the second month. And many of us are asking God, will you not help me? Will you not come through for me? Do you not see this that is going on? As if our God is not a God who is alive and who sees. Our God is a God who is alive and he sees and he knows. And just as he came through for the Israelites, he's going to come through for us. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the name of the Lord. So when you're asking, God has an answer. And do you know that even after Habakkuk had gone to God the first time, he went again. This prophet, he went again. Even in that chapter 2. I said, I will stand upon my watch and set upon the tower and will watch to see what he will do on what he will say. He was still talking to God. What he will say unto me, and I shall answer when I am reproved. Praise the Lord. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain upon the tables. that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. So God's vision for every one of us, it says he has a course that he must run through. And except that it gets to the end, he's not going to speak. Praise the name of the Lord. We must wait for God to speak. God has a plan. He has something that he has mapped out for every one of us. And at the end, he says, it shall speak and not lie. And though it tarries, he says, wait for it. Earlier on, he said, watch and wait. Now he's saying, wait for it. Wait for that plan. Wait for that thing that I am doing. Praise the name of the Lord. Our God is a good God. In Psalm 9 and 17, now God gives an answer to what Habakkuk was saying. He says, the wicked, who are they? You think they are getting away with those things? They are not. Praise the name of the Lord. Those who are oppressing or who oppress us, they're not getting away with it. Praise the name of the Lord. So don't envy them. When God says that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forgot God. Praise the name of the Lord. That is not our portion in the name of Jesus. Those who forgot God, those who are against God, it says they will, what? They're going to be turned to hell. They're getting away with violence, they think. They're getting away with strife, they think. They are bribing to get and to win cases, they think. But he says what? They're going to end up in hell. Praise the Lord.